Okay, I am finally getting around to the martini, which is a classic cocktail template with as many variations as you can imagine, whether it's the base spirit, the garnish, the ratio, and all the terminology that comes with it, dry, dirty, etc. So today we're going to discuss the components of the martini template through three different recipes. Now let's start by understanding the core component of the martini template, and that is the base spirit. So here we can either make this with a gin, which you can think of as a vodka flavored with botanicals, or we can use a vodka and use the martini as a mechanism for bringing out some of these subtle nuances of the base spirit. This is a matter of preference and should be specified when you're ordering your martini. Next, we move on to our vermouth, which is an aromatized and fortified wine that's going to add a bit of sweetness. Most martinis call for a dry vermouth, and it's important to know what dry means in the context of these cocktails. It really just means not sweet. And so dry vermouth is in contrast to sweet vermouth, which we'll talk about later. And next, a very important component is the garnish, which functions as a seasoning element to this cocktail. So this could be the common lemon twist, or we can go with a more savory option with, say, some olives or these onions here. Either way, the garnish you choose is going to have a huge impact on the drink and will evolve the flavor of the cocktail over time. Finally, let's talk about glassware. This is the traditional martini glass, and the conical shape here often tends to just hold way too much liquid than you need, and it's a bit unwieldy to hold at the stem, so a lot of people will end up holding it like this, which just warms up the drink. So instead, we're going to use this Nick and Nora glass, which has a more rounded bowl and is less top-heavy, so easier to hold by the stem. And as always with the martini, we want to serve this into a chilled glass, so either have these stored in the freezer or you can put some ice water in it before you start the drink. Okay, let's start by making my preferred gin martini spec, and here we're going to use Plymouth Gin, which is a London Dry, but you could also use something like Tanqueray, Sipsmith, Beefeater, and we're going to start by adding 2 ounces or 60 mils into the mixing glass. Okay, next on to our modifier, the dry vermouth. Now, I like my martinis a bit vermouth heavy. I think it softens the drink and provides a balance that I personally like, so I typically do 1 ounce or 30 mils of dry vermouth. Now, this is completely optional, but I like some orange bitters in my martini, so I'm gonna do about 1 dash worth here. Next, we wanna give that a pretty good stir. I typically do at least 45 seconds here to really chill and dilute the drink. Now, one thing that's kind of confusing is that when you want to order a dry martini, that actually means less dry vermouth. It's very counterintuitive, but it just means less sweet. All right, once that's nice and chilled, let's pour it into our Nick and Nora glass here. And here you can see that I am still learning how to do a proper focus on my new mirrorless camera. But that won't stop us from showing a nice expression of lemon zest oils over the top here, and I'm gonna give that a quick little rub and drop it in the glass. All right, let's give this a taste, the classic gin martini. Cheers. This is a really clean and refreshing martini. That lemon really hits you on the nose right away, but the dry vermouth as well as that Plymouth gin are really soft, and they just balance and play off each other really well. This is super crisp, refreshing, I love it. So if gin is not your thing, there's also the vodka martini. Now vodka is typically thought of as being a neutral, flavorless spirit, but that actually doesn't give it enough credit. Vodka can be distilled from any fermentable plant or fruit, and those subtle characteristics can come through in a cocktail like the martini, which puts vodka front and center. So here I've selected a vodka that's actually distilled from apples. Not apple flavored, but we should be getting some of those apple notes coming through. Now for the vodka martini, I like the vodka to be more prominent. So I use a slightly different ratio. Here we're gonna start with 2.5 ounces or 75 mils of the vodka. And then we're gonna do 1/2 ounce or 15 mils of our dry vermouth. Now I like my vodka martinis a little dirty, meaning we add a little bit of olive brine into the mixing glass. We'll just add 1 bar spoon. Then we're gonna stir that up nice and cold and again strain that into our chilled Nick and Nora. Skewer a couple olives for garnish, drop it in, and let's try our dirty vodka martini. This is also really refreshing, but a lot more savory than the last drink. That salt from the olive brine brings forward and blends some of the other flavors together really nicely, and you do get a little bit of that subtle apple flavor as well. Now let's head over and meet one of the old members of the extended family of the martini, the Martinez. Instead of a London Dry, we're gonna use an Old Tom gin, which is slightly sweeter, which is gonna allow those botanicals to really blossom. And instead of dry vermouth, we're going to use this sweet vermouth by Carpano Antica, which is big and bold and has a strong vanilla flavor. To this, we're going to add just a touch of maraschino liqueur, which adds a little bit of fruitiness and astringency. And just like with the martini, you should play around with the ratio for what works for you, but here we're going to start with 1 ounce or 30 mils of the sweet vermouth. To that, we're going to add 2 ounces or 60 mils of our Old Tom gin, 1 bar spoon of our maraschino liqueur, and then about 2 dashes of orange bitters. And by now you guys know the drill, stir that with ice, strain it into a chilled Nicanora, and here we're going to garnish with a lemon twist. Alright, easy does it, my third martini of the hour. And this is really nice. It is, of course, much sweeter than the other martinis we made today, but also more complex. It's a bit of a link between the martini and the Manhattan, and it's one of my favorites. Now, a classy cocktail like the martini requires that you look somewhat decent while drinking it, so I'm really excited to be partnered again with Dollar Shave Club. These guys are great, I use them all the time, and they actually have a lot more than just shaving gear, right? They've got shower products, oral care products, hair products, skin products, and even butt wipes. Basically, if you have a body, they've got you covered. And they've also got this facial cleanser, which smells ridiculously good. I love using it. And now they're offering a chance to try it, along with their popular shave starter set for just $5. So here in this kit, you get the executive razor handle, a cassette of 4 razors, 1 tube of their Hawaiian ginger face cleanser, which smells amazing, and a tube of their Dr. Carver's shave butter. So you can join the club with one of their starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. And you can get this exclusive deal at dollarshaveclub.com/cocktails. And buying through here also supports the channel. Also, if you're looking to get this recipe or any equipment I use, just check out my website, www.cocktailchemistrylab.com. So stay fresh, drink well, and I'll see you guys next time.